Trenton lawmakers today voted in favor of enabling undocumented residents of New Jersey to obtain driver's licenses. The vote was 42-30-5. The Democratic Party opponents of the bill were Armato and Mazzio in LD2, Hodling in LD11, Moriarty and Mosquera in LD4. Swain and Tully in LD38 abstained. So did Karibinchuk in Lord 18, Land in LD1, and D'Angelo in LD14. Milam, LD1, was absent. So was Gordon Johnson, LD37. The gallery immediately burst into loud applause from those champions of the bill. "Please," said Speaker Craig Coughlin, D19. "Please. Please." Numerous Republicans expressed their opposition to a 4,743, sponsored in the Assembly by Judiciary Committee Chair Annette Quigliano, D20. Their party members to a person voted against the bill. The Senate is also expected to vote on its version of the bill this afternoon. Vociferously opposed in committee, Assemblyman Eric Peterson, R23, tried to delay a vote on the bill. Assembly Majority Leader Lou Greenwald, D6, moved to table the motion. Greenwald won. Assemblywoman Hal Wirths, R24, likewise expressed his opposition to the bill. "I certainly hope the majority votes no, but I don't think that will happen," Wirths griped. A skeptical Assemblywoman Holly Shepisi, R39, questioned Quigliano on the bill. "I really don't think people are going to come to New Jersey just for a driver's license," the Elizabeth Assemblywoman said in response. Shepisi lingered on language in the bill, wondering if an anti-discrimination clause in the bill is designed specifically to open the doors for litigation. She bantered with Coughlin. "There is potential litigation there," said Assembly Minority Leader John Bramnick, R21, in Shepisi's defense. Coughlin offered a public statement on the legislation after it passed. "The legislation advanced on the Assembly floor and by the Senate today is fair and responsible," the Speaker said. "It brings us one step closer to ensuring all motor vehicles and drivers are insured, thereby creating safer roadways for all New Jersey residents. I thank Bill's sponsor and Assembly Judiciary Committee Chairwoman Annette Quigliano for her hard work and leadership on this issue." According to the language in the bill, a 4,743 creates two categories of basic driver's licenses: motorcycle licenses, probationary licenses, and non-driver identification cards, or INAFTA, referred to collectively as licenses and identification cards. Under the bill passed by the Judiciary Committee, a person may apply for a standard license or identification card, or a real ID license or identification card. A real ID license or identification card is to comply with the provisions of the Federal Real ID Act of 2005, any amendatory or supplementary acts, and any federal regulations adopted thereunder. Under the bill, the fee for a real ID license or identification card is greater than the fee for a standard license or identification card. The bill allows a New Jersey resident who meets requirements for the issuance of a license or identification, but who is unable to prove lawful presence in the United States, to receive a standard license or identification card if the person provides satisfactory proof of identity and age, two documents providing proof of New Jersey residency, and proof of the person's social security number. If the person applying for a standard license or identification card does not have a social security number, the person is required to indicate, in a manner prescribed by the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission, MVC, that the person is not eligible to receive a social security number.